Slim opened the camper door. There was a moment of silence. Then, suddenly and all at once, the thief burst out the door and started running down the road. I barked and waited for orders. Slim came at a run. He's got the saddle, sure enough. And I can't believe I almost... Get him, Hank. I'll be right behind you. Yes, sir. That was the order I'd been waiting for. I hit the afterburners, went to full throttle on all engines, and zoomed down the road after the enemy. It didn't take me long to catch up with him. He was running down the ditch now, fighting his way through tall sunflowers and Johnson grass. He heard me coming and looked back over his shoulder. Now, Poochie, now, puppy, don't be bitter. Go chase a rabbit here. Get away from me, you flea bag. When I had closed the distance between us to 10 yards, I began my targeting procedures. I took careful aim at his hip pockets, coaxed one last burst of speed out of the afterburners, and...
No!
I nailed him, fellers. And once I had him on the ground, there was no way he was gonna get away. He tried. He kicked and pushed and slapped and slugged and squalled naughty things about me. I didn't care. It didn't matter what he did. He was mine. Slim was there in a flash. He'd lost his hat in the chase. His face was bright red and he was huffing and puffing. And somewhere along the way, he picked up a cedar post club about 3 feet long. He put the end of the club down close to the thief's face.
Partner, I'm making a citizen's arrest. You've got the right to resist. And if you do, I'll wrap this fence post around your ears and enjoy every minute of it.
The crook raised his hands.
Capro, uncle, peace, brother. I surrender. And can you call off this dog? I thought you said he wouldn't attack.
Life's full of surprises, ain't it? Put your hands behind your back.
Slim tied his hands with baling twine and we hauled him back to headquarters. Loper called the law and officers Hadaway and Kyle came back to collect Lester the outlaw. That was his name, Lester somebody. He wasn't a poor cobbler, he didn't have 5 hungry children, and his wife didn't work at the Dairy Queen. He was well known to law enforcement officers in Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. They'd been trying for months to catch him and